From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has urged all stakeholders to respond quickly to the shift in community behavior and the impact of the pandemic, especially business actors who need to maintain business continuity. As quoted by Antara, the minister in a statement in Jakarta on Friday said that the situation reemphasizes the need for importance of the principles of governance, risk, and control as an alarm for management in dealing with the current unpredictable situation. Indonesia needs state policy outlines or PPHN to address a myriad of climate change induced problems. It was said by People's Consultative Assembly (MPR) Chairman Bambang Susatyo in a written statement released on Friday. He explained climate change has had a major impact on human life, leading to changes in the planting season, rainfall, and causing widespread drought and heat waves. Efforts to revive Indonesia's economy, which has stalled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, most focus on regions first to lay a stronger economic foundation. It was said by State-Owned Enterprises SOE's Minister Erick Thohir on Friday. He also said everybody is aware of the devastating impact of the COVID-19 pandemic because it shook two main pillars, health and economy. There has been an increase in wildlife sightings in several national parks in Indonesia amid the coronavirus pandemic. It was said by the Director General of Conservation of Natural Resources and Ecosystem of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Wiratno, in Malang District, East Java on Friday. He also explained the number of tourists has been declining. In many national parks, many interesting wild animals arise. They usually do not show up, but now they can be seen. Natuna optimists to become Indonesia's new economic epicentrum if developed by the central and local government as well as investors. Deputy Region of Natuna District, Rodiul Huda, said to Voice of Indonesia on Friday that when Natuna planned as a maritime access by the central government, Natuna will be one of the strategic corridors because it is located in the busiest international waterway in Asia.
Kalau saya tarik ring 1000 km, Natuna itu Kuala Lumpur,
if I draw the first ring in 1,000 kilometers, Natuna, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, and Ho Chi Minh in one circle. Jakarta is not in that ring yet. If I draw the second ring in 2,000 kilometers, the whole Asian capital will be in the ring, and Natuna is the center. So, we can see the strategic location of Natuna. If this potential is not developed by us, actually, it's a loss for Indonesia. Rodiul Huda further said that Natuna, which borders 9 Asian countries and China, will be a growing and developed region if the central and provincial governments put full commitment to this area. Let's move on to the international news. Opponents of a military coup in Sudan have called for nationwide protests on Saturday to demand the restoration of a civilian-led government to put the country back on path to democracy after decades of authoritarian rule. Thousands of Sudanese have already taken to the street this week against the coup led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who dissolved Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok's cabinet in a coup that led Western states to freeze hundreds of millions in aid. U.S. President Joe Biden has told French Emmanuel Macron that the U.S. was clumsy over a security patch signed between the U.K., U.S. and Australia that lost France billion. As quoted by BBC.com, it was the first meeting between the two leaders since the AUKUS pact, which will let Australia build nuclear-powered submarines, was agreed. AUKUS costs row with French, with loss a $37 billion deal with Australia. Macron said it was important to look to the future. The meeting between the two presidents took place at French Vatican Embassy in Rome, Villa Bonaparte. That was the news. News comes from Yogyakarta. The Yogyakarta Palace held a Mandalasana musical performance to commemorate the 93rd Yuglech Day at the Keagungan Dalem Bangsal Mandalasana Palace of the Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat Palace in Yogyakarta on Thursday. Different from the previous Mandalasana musical performance, this time the Kanca Abdi Dalem Musician presented a string ensemble performance format. Considering that it is still in the COVID-19 pandemic situation, the Yogyakarta Palace invited the public to watch it virtually through the live streaming on the Kraton Jogja YouTube. The Mandalasana musical performance also implemented strict health protocols for the Abdi Dalem on duty. The number of musicians was also limited so that they could keep their distance. It is hoped that the musical performance can bring a new spirit to the musical performance at the Yogyakarta Palace. Next news comes from Bandung, West Java. The Indonesian National Standardization Agency, in collaboration with the West Java Provincial Government, held the 2021 National Quality Month in an effort to raise awareness and enthusiasm for the Indonesian people on the importance of quality and national quality infrastructure. Head of the National Standardization Agency, Kukuh S. Ahmad, in a press release received in Bandung on Wednesday, said that a series of activities were centered in Bandung City, starting from the National Standardization Seminar, Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Training, workshops to meetings and exhibitions. Kuku Father said that the holding of the 2021 National Quality Month is in line with the main theme of the Republic of Indonesia's Independence Day, namely national standardization for a tough and growing Indonesia. This event is held every year to commemorate National Quality Month and World Standard Day by the National Standardization Agency as a non-ministerial government institution which is responsible for carrying out government functions in the field of standardization and conformity assessment in accordance with Law No. 20 of 2014. The agency also supports the visions of the Presidents of the Republic of Indonesia, which is the realization of an advanced Indonesia which is sovereign, independent, and personally based on mutual cooperation, especially in building economic structure that is productive, independent, and competitive. Last news comes from Banda Aceh. Syekh Kuala University received an award as a state university in the informative category from the Central Information Commission. Syekh Kuala University Chancellor Professor Samsul Rizal said in Banda Aceh last Tuesday that his university surpassed last year's achievement from quite informative to informative with a score of 93.01 from a score range of 90 to 100. He also explained that this achievement would further motivate Syekh Kuala University to keep providing better information services to the public. According to him, this achievement is an acknowledgement of Syekh Kuala University, which from the beginning it has prioritized transparency and carried out its duties quite well. Head of the Aceh Information Commission, Arman Fauzi, said that this year's three universities in Aceh were nominated, namely Syekh Kuala University, Tengku Umar University, Melaboh, and the Indonesian Institute of Cultural Arts, Janto Aceh Besar. The award was handed over virtually by Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Kyai Haji Ma'ruf Amin, and received by the Chancellors of Syekh Kuala University, Professor Samsul Rizal. Let's begin today in history on October 30, 1946, when ORI began to circulate. Uang Republik Indonesia, or ORI, is the first currency of the Republic of Indonesia owned after independence. The government considers it necessary to issue its own money, which serves not only as a legitimate payment tool, but also as a major symbol of an independent state. ORI officially circulated on October 30, 1946, and appeared in the form of a 1-cent banknote with a picture of the face of an unseated crush and the back of the 1945 constitution. ORI was signed by the then financial minister, A.A. Maramis. On that day, it was also declared that Japanese money and Javash bank money were no longer valid. Although the ORI term was relatively short, it had been accepted all over the Republic of Indonesia and helped to stir up the fight against the colonialists. On October 30, 1947, General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade Accord. General Agreements on Tariffs and Trade, or GATT, are a multilateral agreement governing international trade. This agreement is aimed to substantially reduce the tariff and other trade barriers and eliminate preference based on mutually beneficial principles. GATT was signed by 23 countries in Geneva, Switzerland on October 30, 1947 and went into force on January 1, 1948. It was in force until the signing of the Uruguay Round Agreement by 1-3 countries in Marrakesh, Morocco on April 14, 1994, which established the World Trade Organization WTO on January 1, 1995. On October 30, 1961, the Tsar nuclear bomb was tested. The Tsar bomb, as the emperor of all bombs, was a nuclear bomb created by the Soviet Union. The making of the bomb took 15 weeks and it was tested around the Novaya Zemlya Island, the Arctic Sea, on October 30, 1961. The Tsar bomb was 27 tons and transported by Tu-95, the largest bombardier of the era. The height of the smuth produced by this bomb reached 40 miles and the ionizations of the explosion caused radio communication interference for several hours. The parachute used to prevent the bomb from launching was too fast.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hingga akhir waktu, kamu, aku.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Last Thursday, from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended virtually the 13th Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle, or IMTGT, meeting. In his speech, President Joko Widodo explained three policies to encourage economic recovery by accelerating infrastructure development, strengthening food and energy security, and encouraging digital economic transformation. The president also said these three efforts must continue to support the principles of sustainable development as stated in the Sustainable Development Goals SDGs. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo explained that by accelerating the infrastructure development, it is about not only physical infrastructure, but also soft infrastructure, such as human resources or bureaucratic efficiency. The second effort to support recovery, he said, is strengthening food and energy security through identification and development of high-valued added agricultural products. The development of the agricultural industry into the digital realm is also considered important to increase productivity and attract the participation of the younger generation. The energy technology at affordable prices and investment play an important role for the transformation of new and renewable energy. Therefore, cooperation with partners is very important. The third effort is the acceleration of digital economic transformations, including for micro, small, and medium enterprises. According to President Joko Widodo, the pandemic teaches about the importance of digital technology to run the economy. He wants to ensure that IMTGT e-commerce platform that has been newly formed functions optimally and may be used easily in facilitating micro, small, and medium enterprises in the digital market. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also revealed Indonesia's plan to hold the Asian Creative Economic Business Forum in Bali next month. As an effort to strengthen the role of micro, small, and medium enterprises and the creative economy, he also expressed Indonesia's support for the preparation of the blueprint for the implementation of the IMTGT 2022-2026. This will be served as a physical guidelines and contain clear targets and indicators for efforts to strengthen Indonesia's Malaysia-Thailand cooperation in the next 5 years. According to the president, Indonesia has contributed the construction of physical connectivity of sub-regions worth $17.9 billion and support for projects including Bengkulu Digital and Tourism Village, Aceh Investment Sport, Batam Green City Initiative, and a number of other projects.
Diam-diam aku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Ku bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? tak bisa ku paksakan dirimu untuk jadi kekasihku. Bila tak jodohku, aku tak mudah mencintai. Tapi mengapa denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Aku bisa apa?
Arari was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Batun Bedil is a Balinese traditional snack made from glutinous rice flour. The snack has a chewy texture and feels sticky when chewed. This Bali snack is named Batun Bedil or Jaya Batun Bedil because usually the sticky rice dough is shaped like a bullet which has a round and pointed tip. This traditional Balinese snack is so tasty and guaranteed to make you addicted. Batun Bedil is a low-calorie snack and it has a unique taste. The combination of chewy and savory flavors covered in a very tempting grated young coconut and liquid brown sugar may increasingly sway consumers' tongue. If you cannot visit a culinary place in Bali, you can try to make Batun Bedil at home because making this Bali's typical snack is not too difficult. The ingredients in the form of round dough are from a combination of glutinous rice flour, and starch mixed with water. After it's smooth, it's formed into a flat ball, slightly concave in the middle and then just boiled. The sweetener is a solution of brown sugar mixed with rice flour to make it thick. The round dough are then cooked with a mixture of brown sugar and rice flour. Then, finally before serving, Batun Bedil is sprinkled with grated coconut so that when eaten, the chewy and savory taste is the typical savor of the snack. If you may travel to Bali, don't forget to taste this typical snack.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Hey, 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 hey. Kau mengejar, ku menghindar. Kau dekati, kau menghilang. Ku mencari, aku tak mengerti mengapa bayangmu di hatiku. Bilang saja jika kau mau. Bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara.
tunggu apa lagi? Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Juga mau padamu, kita tak perlu risau bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, yeah. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
If you want to find information, we usually use the most popular search engine or search engine, namely Google. However, it looks like we will soon be able to switch to another search engine because there is a new search engine being developed by female students from Indonesia. The name to search engine is GIVV. GIVV, G-E-E-V-V, was developed by students at the University of Indonesia Azka Silmi. The way GIVV works is not different from Google, but in principle, GIVV is a social search engine that can generate donation activities on the sidelines of people's lives. GIVV.com in your activities. Every time you search through the GIVV.com site, users can generate 10 rupiah in their donation balance. This number will continue to multiply as the number of searches is made. Simply, but the more GIVV uses it, the more donation it generates. In other words, GIVV operations have profits that will be channeled into a number of social programs, such as health, education, and poverty. User-generated donation can be seen directly in the top right corner of the search site. The donation money comes from incoming advertising revenue. After taking 20% of the company's profit, 80% of the remaining incomes goes to donation. Although the portion of profits allocated for donation is very large,
Jeff is also recognized as a business entity that is eyeing profits. Oscar did not deny that the purpose of establishing the search engine was to gain profits. Now, Oscar and her colleagues are developing monetization efforts and increasing user traffic on their search engine. That way, Jeff will get additional income without tampering with the existing donation system.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition, we would like to present to you a keroncong song entitled Wanita, sung by Indra Utami Tamsir. Created by Ismail Marzuki, the song Wanita describes women with all their strength. Women are described as creatures who have a subtle nature and gentle, brilliant, fragrant, and charming gesture, but sometimes a smile can tear down the crown. Like keroncong songs in general, this keroncong song Wanita has a slow tempo and melodious rhythm. Listener, here is Indra Utami Tamsir with the song Wanita.
Jika cemerlang
Voice of Indonesia.
Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku di sisimu. Ini hanya halusinasi. Memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri. Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku
di sisimu.
Halusinasi, memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri.
Kamu hanya halusinasi.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
yang tak jelas.
Pernahkah kau ragukan adil Tuhan dan seakan merasa bahwa takdir yang salah? Hingga tiba saatnya ku berhenti bertanya, ruang dan waktu menjawabnya dengan hadirmu. Dalam sederhana kisahku yang bercerita tentang aku menyerupai senja yang telah kau hadir sebagai pagi. Hingga kau hadir sebagai pagi.
Ini bukan hanya soal cinta, ini tentang bertemunya dua manusia dengan sejuta mimpinya, saling menguatkan. Layaknya senja yang mungkin mulai meredup, tapi pagi akan selalu hadir menopangnya.
Percayakah kau bahwa kita ada untuk menjadi cerita atas adil Tuhan? Telah tiba saatnya ku berhenti bertanya, ruang dan waktu menjawabnya dengan hadirmu. Dalam sederhana kisahku yang bercerita tentang aku menyerupai senja.
Di atas tanah ini, di hadapan luasnya semesta, alam akan menjadi saksi bahwa saya mencintaimu. Tapi saya sadar, ini bukan hanya soal cinta, lebih dari itu. Sejuta mimpi telah membawa kita ke sini, dan saya ingin memastikan bahwa kamu akan menjadi yang terakhir. So will you marry me?
Hingga kau hadir sebagai pagi.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.